forgot to announce a while ago, Sister Edwina has put together a prayer and fasting sheet for the month of March. So if you could sign up, she's already got herself on there, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 days. So that's 9 days of fasting. They're not all together, but anyway, let's get that filled up tonight. Turn me up just a little bit, if you would, Brother James. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter number 22. Proverbs chapter number 22. Maybe just a little bit of a different thought tonight for baby dedication. I look forward to this every year. We do it usually twice a year. And a lot of times we have a pretty large group. But tonight we have three. And I've sat up here the whole time they were singing, just crying. I tell you, a dad gets emotional about his children. And there's nothing prettier to me. I never would have dreamed it. I always heard people talking about it. But I never dreamed how it would feel to see your child holding one of their own. Probably the most amazing thing that's ever taken place in my life. And I praise the Lord for the opportunity to be a grandfather and a dad and a husband. And I tell you, it's a great honor that the Lord bestows upon us to be able to do that. We'll get to the Bible in just a minute, but when God made man, He said that He saw that it was not good for the man to be alone. So He made for him a helpmeet suitable. God put together that woman specifically for that man. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. He made her specifically for him. And I believe the day that Angie Dodd was born, that God made her specifically for me. Amen? That's my wife, and I thank God for it. Sometimes I think we take for granted the gifts that God has given us, and that is the gift of our spouse, and then the gift of our children. Amen? The Bible says, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. These babies, they're not really your babies. They belong to God. And He's just loaned them to you for a while. Amen? In other words, you're stewards or caretakers of God's property. Amen? And tonight, what we've come together to do as parents is just to offer them back to God. That's what Hannah did with little Samuel in the Old Testament. She just gave that baby back to God. Now, I always say this in the baby dedication. I don't want your babies. Don't bring them all to me. Amen? That's what Hannah did. She took her kid to the preacher and said, here, you raise him. Amen? And I don't want to do that. But I guess I would if I had to, but I don't want to. I've already raised mine. I got a phone call yesterday or day before yesterday, Brother Smokey Grissom up in Maryland, good preacher friend of mine. He's a little bit older than me. He's 47 years old. He's got one son that's married, got a baby on the way, and one son's in college. And his wife just came home, I think on Thursday or so, and told him she was expecting. Whew. Honey, if that happens, you just keep it to yourself, okay? I don't think I could bear the news, amen? My mind just went totally blank. Boy, that scared me so bad, amen? Thank God for a good wife, and thank God for a good family, and thank God for good children. Amen? Amen. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I guess the title of the message would be Early Childhood Development. I don't want to sound like I'm tooting my horn or bragging on my parenting skills, but I have three basically good kids. They've never been to jail. They've never been on drugs. They've never been in any kind of trouble other than with me. They've been in trouble a time or two. But my son is our youth pastor. My daughter was up here singing tonight. My youngest daughter usually helps in the singing some. But I want to say to you tonight that for children to turn out right, they have to be started out right. Amen. I'll say that again. For children to turn out right, they have to be started outright. When we had our Christian school, we ran our school for 12 years, and Brother Freddie and Miss King, they'll both attest to this fact of how many times parents brought us teenage children out of a public school who had been kicked out, They were in trouble, some of them for smoking pot. I forgot just anything you can imagine. And their kids' lives were a mess, and they bring them to us as teenagers and say, here, help me fix my child. Oftentimes, I know with God all things are possible. But that's not the way to do it, is wait till they're a mess and then ask God to fix them. The way to do it is to prepare them right in the beginning. Amen. The way to have a good finish is to have a good start always. Proverbs 22 and verse number 6, the Bible said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he should not depart from it. I think I got that right. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he should not depart from it. Now, I always heard when I was a kid that if you raise a kid right, he may go out and mess up, but then come back. That ain't what the Bible said. The Bible said he wouldn't ever leave it. Amen. That's what the Bible said. Somebody said, well, you know, a kid's got to sow their wild oats. Scripture and verse, please. That's not in the Bible. Amen. These kids does not know have to know what it means to be high. These kids do not have to grow up and know what it means to fool around sexually before they're married. Amen. They don't have to do that. That's the world's ideology. That's not the Bible's. Amen. And we want what is best for our children. Brother Johnny sat there holding Nolan a while ago while Elizabeth was singing. He was just a-crying his heart out. I know what he was thinking. He was thinking what I was thinking. Boy, how good God has been to me. Yes, now, I know Brother Johnny, and he's my friend. And I can just about guarantee you that if I ask him if he wanted God's best for his son, he would tell you in a heartbeat, yes, I want God's best. I know Brother Todd and Ashley would say the same thing. I know Brother Casey and his wife would say the same thing. We want the best for our child. Amen? Well, let me tell you what the best is for your child. Your best is everything God has to offer. Amen. Amen. I believe we are all concerned about the development of our children. We worry about them when they don't seem to eat right, or they're not gaining enough weight, or if by the time they're 5 years old they're not talking. We're going to be concerned that our child is not developing properly. Yes. Amen. And we ought to be just as concerned about their spiritual development as we are their physical development. I think it's pretty amazing tonight. And Connor, it'd be okay, buddy. It's all right. Just let him holler. Help me preach, buddy. Tonight, I think it's pretty amazing, these two young ladies sitting right here. I've had the privilege of watching them grow up together. They've been singing together like they sang in church tonight most of their lives. And you know what? It's no surprise to me that they're sitting in church tonight. I'm not shocked and amazed. I'm thankful, but I'm not shocked. I expect nothing less. I'm not shocked that Elizabeth is a good wife and that Ashley's a good wife. I know the homes they came from. I know the parents. I know what they've been around their entire lives. And I thought it was amazing. They've done just about everything together all their lives. And now they're here on the same night dedicating their babies together. I think that's a blessing. But I don't think it's an accident. Do you understand that? I don't think it's an accident. Listen, Elizabeth and Ashley was not raised at a ball field on Wednesday night. Amen. Amen. They were raised in church. Amen. They've been in church all their lives. I remember Bibba used to, that's her nickname, but it's Elizabeth. I remember she used to duck down in the pew and do her homework on Wednesday nights while I was preaching. Somewhere there was some parents. This does not happen by accident that they're such godly young women and godly young men. Amen. It's been taught and it's been trained their entire lives. Amen. I'm kind of trying to be careful because one of them's my daughter. But if you want your children to turn out like that, you've got to start like this. Does that make sense? We want their spiritual development to come first. I think, look at Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, just a few verses of scripture, and we'll be pretty quick tonight. I know Connor's getting impatient, and Casey will probably start crying in a minute. So Casey's grew up around here too and went to our school, and just been a blessing and a friend to me, and I thank God for them. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." He said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. We're concerned about the development of our children, but I think God's concerned about it too. And I think that in the Word of God, God lays out His plan for proper childhood development. Amen. Listen, I think the idea is, the whole principle behind this thing, I believe it would be, I think a lot of times we've got it backwards. I think the idea is for the child to know the Lord first. Somebody may say, I don't know about these kids getting saved at an early age. Why not? Why not? Brother D.L. Moody was baptizing one night, and he baptized two adults and a child. And somebody said, you baptized two and a half tonight. He said, no, I baptized more than that. He said, I baptized two halves and a whole. He said, with the two adults, God got a half a life, but with this child, God got a whole life. Amen. I'd rather see God get a whole life than I had a half a life. I think the idea is to put God first. And if parents, Brother Johnny and Casey and Todd, if we'll put God first, our children will. It won't be something they'll have to be forced to do. You know what? It's odd. I never had to make my children go to church. I never had to say one time, if you don't get ready, I'm going to spank you. No, I never had to make them go to church. They wanted to come. They wanted to come. You know why? Because I liked it. I didn't gripe about having to go, so they didn't gripe about having to go. You see, we don't understand, but what they do is they follow in our footsteps, they follow in our path, they follow the pattern we set for them. Amen. If we're excited about going to the house of God, we're excited about the things of God, our children will be excited about the things of God. I think the idea first is to put the Lord first and then build everything else on top of that. What good would it be to build a new home and put no foundation under? The home wouldn't last very long. Brother Freddie does that for a living. He could tell you, without a good foundation, that house is not going to be very strong, and it's not going to stand very long. Amen. Amen. That house is only as strong as the foundation that it's sitting on, and what better foundation could we lay for our children than that foundation which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's nothing else. Hey, I would much rather my child grow up singing I Love Jesus, or how, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, or the B-I-B-L-E. My youngest daughter, Katie, works at a daycare. And she said they have kids 3 and 4 years old, little girls running around singing some pop song, I Kissed a Girl and I Like It. That's not the foundation I want for my children. I don't want Johnny, or I don't want Jonah and say it, Connor and Nolan. I don't want them running around singing, I Kissed a Boy and I Liked It. Yeah. Amen. I know they're your kids, but I ever hear one of them sing something like, I'm going to jack their jaws. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I don't want them kissing on boys. I want them to be boys. Amen. Amen. I want them to have cap pistols and cowboy boots and BB guns. I want them to wrestle and fight and be boys. Amen. I don't know why that came out. I feel strongly about that. Amen. But we need to give these children the right foundation. And listen, this world doesn't have it, and they've proven it. Hillary Clinton said it takes a village to raise a child. What an idiot. God didn't give these children to a village. He gave them to a mom and a dad. Amen. These babies, Connor wasn't born to Villarica, Georgia. Do you understand that? He was born to you. It ain't none of the mayor's business how you raise your child. Do you understand that? Jonah wasn't born to Dallas, Georgia. He was born to Todd and Ashley Thompson. And the same thing with Nolan. He's your child. It ain't no village child. Amen. That don't even sound right, does it? That sounds like some kind of commune somewhere. Amen. That's just big brother wanting to put their finger in your business. But God gave you that child, and that foundation that is laid for that child, that's your responsibility.
Amen.
And I'm going to hang that on you tonight. The greatest responsibility a man and a woman ever has is that of raising a child.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Listen, the village ain't going to answer for how these three boys turn out.
Yes,
but you are.
Amen.
You'll stand before God one day for how you've taught them and how you've raised them. Now listen, this world says to give them all this stuff to do. Keep them busy. Sign them up for T-ball. I'm not against that. Sign them up for basketball. I'm not against that. Sign them up for ballet. You sign these boys up for ballet, I am against that. Amen. I don't want to see none of them in a tutu. Amen. That just keeps coming out, don't it? Amen. But they sign them up for all these little activities. And what they're teaching their children is those activities are more important than the Lord. Let them enjoy those things, but you teach them about God first, and you put God first in everything in their life. Read the Bible to them. Read them Bible stories. Amen. Hey, it'll work, brother. I remember going to Sunday school as a little boy, and I knew what the teacher was talking about. Are you listening? Half of these children we pick up on our buses and bring in here, you start talking about Jonah and the whale, and they ain't got the foggiest idea what you're talking about.
Amen.
Amen. We've got some children in our classes, and in a lot of cases, I think they may be brighter on the subject that's being taught than the teacher.
Amen.
Got quiet right there.
Yeah.
You say, I just don't agree with that. Let's do some Bible drills right quick. Me and Brother John Jenkins was up there in New York a couple of weeks ago, week before last, whenever it was, and 1,500 teenagers, and they started doing Bible drills. Brother John said, let's me and you play. We'll show them how it's done. I thought, yeah, you got another thing coming, buddy. They held them Bibles up and said such and such scripture and such verse. Go! Me and Brother John's like this, and 15 kids already standing up. I said, we gonna show them, huh? Man, we got some kids around here that know about the Word of God.
Amen.
We got some kids around here that know about the things of God.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said in our old building about all the kids wanting to come running to the altar. Somebody said they don't need to be doing that. They're just playing. Well, one day they'll be serious.
Amen.
And I don't want there ever be a time that it's stuck in their head that somebody told them that altar wasn't for them. That's as much these young'uns' altar as it is yours, or it is mine.
Amen?
One of these days, they may be playing right now. They may not understand what they're doing right now, but one of these days, they're going to have a real burden. One of these days, they're going to realize they're lost and they need Christ as their Savior.
Amen?
Let's get them started outright. Let's get them started on the right thing. All that other stuff will come later, but let's put God first. Let them build every other relationship in life on top of that, and it'll be the stronger for it. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. I just want to follow this pattern of Samuel. We talked about him a while ago. Just a few verses, and I'll be through. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. Verse number 24. The Bible said, and when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Wow. This lady had prayed. She had prayed literally till she had no voice and begged God for this child. God gave her what she asked for. So you know what she did? She gave him right back to God. And she did that at an early age. She didn't wait till he was a teenager. She didn't wait till he was a young man. She did it as soon as that boy was weaned. She took him to the house of the Lord. Now I'm glad y'all are doing it before they're weaned. I'm glad they're here while they're still on the bottle. Amen? I'm glad they've been here since they come home from the hospital. I praise the Lord for that. Amen. You can't go wrong taking your children to church.
Amen.
Amen. You just can't go wrong. You tell me, somebody say, oh, don't make your children go to church. They'll hate it when they grow up. Listen, I go to church more than all y'all put together. I'm in church usually somewhere every day. Amen. Just about it. Every other week I'm in church somewhere every day. I like it.
Amen.
You say, well, I bet your mama didn't make you go. Huh. You got another thing coming. Have you ever been whipped out of bed? Can I get a witness? Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Sunday morning. The covers come snatching off the bed. She'll say, I'm going to tell you one more time and I'm coming back with a belt. And I'd find them covered and get all covered back up, and here she'd come. Made me go to church. What a hateful, cruel woman. But here I am doing exactly what she made me do. Amen. Take them to church, amen. Hey, you going to make them do their homework? You going to make them go to school on Monday? I think Sunday school on Sunday is more important than public school on Monday.
Amen.
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 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse number 11. Just follow the pattern of this kid growing up. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse number 11. And Elkanah went to Ramah, to his house, and the child, talking about Samuel, did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. Now I want to show you something as we follow this along. Samuel doesn't know the Lord yet. Samuel doesn't know the Lord yet. But what's he doing? Ministering unto the Lord. He's already a servant down at the house of God. He's already working in the ministry, but he doesn't know the Lord yet. You say, is that possible? Sure it is. When these little old kids get up and sing, they're probably not all saved yet, but they're already ministering unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The best way to get them to do what they ought to do after they say is to teach them to do it before they're saved.
Right.
Amen.
Yes,
that you're setting a pattern for their lives. They're not gonna come like Timothy did and get saved. How old are you, Timothy? 8 years old. Timothy just got saved last Thursday. He'd been singing in the youth choir all his life.
Yeah.
So you know what? Now that he got saved, he's not going to be embarrassed to get up there.
Yeah.
Why? He's already been doing it.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, he knew the words to every one of the songs, but now he got them in his heart.
Yeah.
Amen. I hope this is helping you tonight. He started serving the Lord before he was ever even knew the Lord. Look at verse number 18, chapter 2. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with a linen ephod. Look at chapter 2 and verse number 21. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord. And that's something. Everywhere we read about him, he's doing what? He's growing. But he's not just growing. He's growing before the Lord. Watch verse number 26. The Bible said in the child Samuel, I like this, grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. How about that? Not only is he growing with the Lord, he's gaining respect as he grows. You know what's going on? The people around are saying, you know what, Samuel? That's a good boy.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if y'all have noticed, but man, you notice the manners that kid's got?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's something parents don't teach much anymore. Evidently they don't.
Yes, sir.
If you don't believe me, just take a trip to the mall. Amen.
Amen.
When Levi was little growing up, I made him, well, I didn't have to make him long, but I'd make him hold the door for his mother and his sisters. And if another lady walked up, he'd hold the door for them. I hope he still does that today. Amen. Just manners, just simple manners. Please, thank you, no thank you, yes ma'am, no ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with teaching our children to be polite? The Bible said that he grew on and was in favor with both the Lord, or both with the Lord and also with men. Wow. You want your child to do well in school? Hey, if he's found favor with the Lord, he's going to do well anywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Amen. He'll do well on a public job one day. Amen. But you've got to put the Lord first. I know they're getting anxious, ain't they? Look at chapter 3 and verse number 1. Chapter 3 and verse number 1. I'm almost done, Connor. We're getting there, buddy. Watch chapter 3 and verse number 1. The Bible said, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision." Look at chapter 3 and verse number 3. Now what we're doing here, we're just watching this kid grow up. That's what we're doing. We're following Samuel's life as he goes and periodically just checking back in and seeing how Samuel's doing. And that's what we're going to do as a pastor over these next years. We're just going to kind of watch in and see how Nolan's doing. We're going to watch in and see how Connor's doing. And we're going to watch in and see how Jonah's doing. Amen. And you know, it's going to be kind of hard to do if they ain't at church. Amen. And I know you three couples close enough. You get one of these youngins out of church, we're going to skin your hide. We'll get some help with Casey, but we will. We'll get her done. Amen. Amen. Chapter 3 and verse number 3. The Bible said, "And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the Ark of the Covenant was," watch this, "and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, 'Here am I.'" Now listen, Samuel is growing. He's still a young child. But Samuel has gotten to the point where the Lord has finally spoken to his heart. And he was ready to hear it. He was ready to hear it. Didn't even fully understand it at first, just like these guys won't. He had to go to Eli and say, "Hey, what's going on?" He said, "If he answers you again, you just say, 'Yes, Lord, here am I.'" If we'll do the groundwork and we'll get the right foundation laid, when the Lord speaks to their heart about salvation, they'll answer. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's read on. The Bible said in verse 5, "And he ran to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou callest me.' And he said, 'I called not. Lie down again.' And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.' And he answered, 'I called not, my son. Lie down again.'" Now here's the verse I want you to see. "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.' And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child." All these things Samuel's been doing, he's been doing before he knew the Lord. Do you understand that? All these things he's been doing before he knew the Lord. Let's follow on just a little bit with the rest of his life. Chapter 3 and verse number 19. Chapter 3 and verse number 19. I like this. The Bible said, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground." Wow, how about that? "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him." You know, that'd be a great testimony about these three little boys. Amen. I'd love to be able to say, "And Connor grew, and the Lord was with him." Yeah. "And Nolan grew, and the Lord was with him." "And Jonah grew, and the Lord was with him." Amen. 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 I'd rather be able to say that, Johnny, than "and Nolan grew and could hit a baseball." Yeah. And I'm sure he will be hitting a baseball. You name your kid after Nolan Ryan, he's got to play ball. I mean, it's all there is to it. But I'd rather know that he knew the Lord. I'd rather know that he loved God and the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. What verse did I read last? Chapter 3 and verse number 19. Look at chapter 4 and verse number 1. Watch this. "And the word of Samuel came to all Israel." Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Aphek. A few verses ago, the Lord was speaking to Samuel. Now Samuel's speaking to a nation. A few verses ago, Samuel did not know the Lord, but now he's a prophet of the Lord.
Amen.
I think it all started when he was weaned. And that mother presented him to God. These babies don't know it, but they're in school. They have no idea, but they're in training. Yeah. I watch these little kids sometimes when we sing, they'll raise their hand like mom and daddy's doing. You know what they're doing? They're learning to worship. They're absorbing everything they can. They're absorbing more than we think they are. Amen. They're like little sponges. Listen, we ought to start with these kids now, training them to do something for the Lord. Amen. We have to train people for everything today. But it'd be a lot better for this next generation if we'd start now. Amen. You know how hard piano players are to come by in a church? I preach for several churches every year and have for a long time that still don't have a piano player. Can't find one. Thank God he's been good to us. Amen. But you know what? That stuff ought to start early. We go out to Brother Fisher's, didn't get to go this year, but we go out there to California and they've got that 30 or 40 piece orchestra. It's phenomenal. You know what Brother Fisher said? Most of the people in the orchestra grew up in church here learning how to play an instrument. What I'm saying, if they're going to do something for God in the future, we need to start their training early. Amen. We need to start their training early. You see, I had no idea, and I don't think Mama was doing this on purpose, but I had no idea as a little boy, 4 years old, out visiting a bus route on Saturday, what God was doing in my life. I think I learned more in those years, as long as I lived at home, all those years, I learned more working with my mother in the bus ministry than I ever would have learned in a Bible college about helping and dealing with people.
Yeah.
Promise you. Promise you. I didn't know I was in Bible school. Had no idea.
Amen.
Had to visit a bus route every week. Somebody said, yeah, boy, I bet he'll grow up and hate the bus ministry. Yeah, I know. We only got one of the largest around.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't know I was being trained to be your pastor. Amen. Take them kids to Sunday school. Take them kids out on the bus route. Amen. Brother Freddie's kids, oftentimes, they'll go out street preaching with the guys.
Yeah.
Amen. I think that's good. You say, well, that's a little out there. Well, that's what we are. We're a little out there. Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Lord said. Go out there.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Go ye in the highways and the hedges and compel them. Amen.
That's
what God called us to do. Yeah, we're out there. Amen. And we're going to stay out there. Thank God. Get them involved. I know they're babies right now, but they won't be long. They won't be long. It won't be no time. They'll be going to Patch Club and Pee Wee Club. Hayden, our other little grandson, he's 3. He just started going to his own Sunday school class. I went back in the nursery one Sunday, and I'm done. I'm going to quit here in just a minute. I went back in the nursery one Sunday, and Hayden was up on top of the little sliding board, and all the other little kids was sitting around at the little table, and Hayden was preaching to them. That's a good foundation. That's a good foundation. God has blessed us, Casey.
Yes, sir.
More ways than we know. God's been good. I got to playing with Nolan in church the other night. He's busted out laughing. The Bible said he ain't never done that before. I said his preacher ain't never played with him before. Ain't God good? Let's do our best, Brother Todd, not to disappoint him with what he's gave us. One of these days, we're going to present them back to him. We're going to do it tonight, but one of these days, sure enough, they're going to walk down this aisle, and they're going to meet a young lady right here in this altar. When we get them to that point, let's be able to say we have trained some godly young men who will be a good husband, a good spiritual leader, and a good father.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all bring the babies and let's get in this altar together.
Amen.
I tell you what I'm going to ask tonight. Y'all scoot on up. I'm going to ask for Brother Timmy and Miss Rita if they'd come. Brother Charles and Sister Janice, if they had come.
Amen.
Sister Terry, why don't you come? These grandparents get down here and pray too. Amen.
Amen.
There's Connor's Bible. There's Jonas. Yeah. Hey, Brooke, would you play a little bit? Do you mind? You don't have to. Amen. Brother Charles, you lead us. Would you do that? Amen.